Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State lawmakers are taking a look at the state of journalism in Massachusetts. Several local news outlets, including the Boston Herald, are owned by out-of-town or out-of-state conglomerates. Others have closed due to financial troubles. It's led to a proposal on Beacon Hill to create a state commission to see what can be done to help local news outlets stay open and keep local ownership. State Representative Lori Ehrlich of Marblehead is sponsoring the bill to create the commission. She told us what she hopes to accomplish.
We're seeing both a consolidation of ownership, specifically of local news, and we're also seeing an alarming shuttering of newsrooms. Whether or not the two are related, I suspect they are, but that will be a conversation for the committee that I'm hoping to form.
As we know, many local newspapers have been bought by out-of-state media giants. How does that affect local coverage the way you see it?
We pride ourselves in Boston for being a two-paper town. We're very informed. We have a variety of viewpoints, and that may not change, but one of our two papers is now owned by Digital First Media. And Digital First Media has a not-so-perfect record across the country and with some of the newspapers that they've owned. Not to presume that they're malevolent, but their habit of cutting newsrooms indicates to me that it might not be about gathering news. It might just be about making money for their investors.
You have said that some parts of the state could be called a media desert. Explain what you mean by that.
Over the last decade, more than one in five newspapers has closed. Across the country, there's a little bit over 3,000 counties. Half of them only now have one newspaper.
Are there areas in Massachusetts that you think are like that?
I think a closer look at Western Mass is worthwhile. Many of the papers have shuttered out there. It would be typical to have these underserved areas because the profit margins in those papers probably didn't live up to what the owners were hoping for.
What else can be done? How do you fix it?
There are some really interesting things going on around the country that I hope this committee will take a look at. There's some nonprofit models that are popping up. What I hope the committee will determine or advise is to take a look at the viability of the media models we have currently and perhaps advise on what the most viable business model for these news outlets will be going forward.
But you're not thinking about state government actually getting involved in anything more than an advisory capacity or a research capacity, are you?
Not at all. I hope to act as a convener in an important conversation. We count on our citizens to be informed, to make good decisions, to hear varying viewpoints and come to conclusions. People in their busy lives don't have time to go to every school committee meeting, to pay attention to the functioning of their local government and state government, too. People really love their local news outlets, so I think it would be a loss to the fabric of our communities if they all dried up.
State Representative Lori Ehrlich, filer of a new bill to study how to preserve local journalism in Massachusetts, thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.